Oldex, Codex Tyranids, 4th edition, Biomorph Enhancements, written by Phil Kelly and Andy Chambers, with additional text by Andy Hoare and Graham McNeil, pages 32 and 33, narrated by R.J. Bailey, with great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Tyranids. Biomorph Enhancements. Biomorph enhancements are grafted or bioengineered combat modifications which are grown into the beast's throat, chest, tail, etc. These enhance the creature in combat without inhibiting its ability to carry and use other weapon symbiotes. The same biomorph cannot be taken more than once on any one Tyranid creature. Note that biomorph enhancements that improve a creature's profile, such as adrenal glands, are not modifiers. They simply replace the basic stat line. For example, a gaunt with adrenal glands, 1, has initiative 5 and will roll d6 plus 5 when making sweeping advances. Acid Maw. The creature has a powerful, prehensile tongue dripping with highly corrosive bile and mucus that is used to snare prey and drag it in for digestion. A creature with an acid maw may re-roll unsuccessful rolls to wound in the first round of a close combat. Adrenal glands. Adrenal glands are a common Tyranid biomorph, which can be found on most of their frontline fighting creatures. Polyp-like organisms clamp themselves to the host and secrete doses of a powerful adrenaline-like substance into it during combat. Adrenal glands add +1 to a creature's weapon skill or initiative characteristics. Bioplasma. Some Tyranid creatures have the capacity to internally energize a form of bioplasma that they vomit forth as a ball or bolt of blinding green fire. This process makes a high-pitched screaming which precedes a bioplasma attack. Creatures with bioplasma may make a single extra close combat attack, worked out at double the model's initiative, i.e. initiative 8 for a gargoyle, etc. The bioplasma hits on a roll of 4+, on a d6 regardless of the target type or weapon skill. It inflicts a single hit with a strength equal to the creature, +1, to a maximum of strength 10. This hit is unaffected by the benefits of the monstrous creature special rule. Any casualties caused by bioplasma do count for combat resolution. Bonded exoskeleton. As a Tyranid ages, its exoskeleton fuses. Layers of muscle, bone, and cartilage grow together to form a tough but flexible sheathing over its few vital spots. A creature with a bonded exoskeleton gains +1 toughness. Enhanced senses. Tyranids, which habitually used ranged weapon symbiotes, often have complex antennae or clusters of sensory apparatus across the head area. Autopsies have revealed increased nerve meshing that implies these creatures are becoming virtual subordinates to their guns. Creatures with enhanced senses gain +1 ballistic skill. Extended carapace. The Tyranid's carapace has thickened and grown, extending over the few joints and areas that are vulnerable on the Tyranid's body. A Tyranid with extended carapace gains +1 to its armor saving throw, so a Tyranid with a 5+ armor save will instead have a 4+ armor save, and so on. Feeder tendrils. These are most commonly associated with the Lictor species, gene-stealer mutants, and other vanguard creatures. The writhing facial tendrils are sophisticated tasting organs able to sample and absorb information of all kinds from captured prey. Absorbed information is communicated to nearby Tyranids at a subconscious level, lending them a natural proclivity for attacking weak points and vulnerable areas. A creature with feeder tendrils always counts as having the preferred enemy unit special rule. Any Tyranid brood with a model within 2 inches of the creature also benefits from the preferred enemy special rule. Flesh hooks. Flesh hooks are chitinous sinews fired by a sharp intercostal muscle spasm, shooting out to allow the creature to snare their victims from a distance. The flesh hooks are also sometimes used as grapnels to allow creatures to scale vertical surfaces at great speed. A creature with flesh hooks counts as being equipped with frag grenades in close combat. Creatures with flesh hooks count vertically impassable pieces of terrain, such as high walls or cliffs, as difficult terrain instead. Implant attack. Barbed stingers attached to a tail or tongue, implant attacks usually deliver corrosive pathogens, organic acids, or lethal toxins. A model that does not pass a saving throw when wounded by a creature with an implant attack suffers 2 wounds instead of 1. Implant attacks are only effective in close combat and have no effect on wounds inflicted by bioplasma. Leaping. Powerful, bounding leaps are a notable feature of some Tyranid species, carrying them forward into close quarters with astonishing speed. Leaping creatures gain a fast charge of 12 inches, though they do not become beasts. A creature with leaping may make its full attacks when within 3 inches of a friendly model in base contact, rather than the usual 2 inches. Mace or scythe tail. Prehensile tails with knobbed, bladed, or spined tips have been observed on larger Tyranid bioconstructs. In combat, these lash about in the area behind the creature, making them dangerous to approach or surround. A creature with a mace or scythe tail may make a special close combat attack each turn if more than 4 enemy models are in base contact with it at the beginning of that assault phase. This is conducted at Initiative 1 and is resolved according to the type of tail biomorph chosen. Scythe tail, D3 attacks at half the creature's strength, rounding down. Mace tail, 1 attack at creature's full strength. Regenerate. Some Carnifex genus creatures have exhibited the ability to regenerate battle damage. Every part of the creature has evolved to the point that it can repair surrounding tissue and lost organs with astounding speed. Externally, such creatures usually show evidence of old, scarred-over wounds and burns, most obviously being head or neck shots that would be instantly fatal to any normal being. At the start of each Tyranid turn, a surviving model with regenerate rolls a dice for each wound it has lost, and for each 6 rolled, that creature regains 1 lost wound, up to its starting total. Reinforced chitin. Tyranids that survive in hostile environments start developing thicker armor plates to compensate. Their carapace plates excrete a resinous mucus which continually hardens into ceramic-like layers with pockets of gel, dubbed trigel by xenosavants. The resultant chitin may be partially ballistic or radiation-resistant, depending on opposition. Tyranids with reinforced chitin gain +1 wound. Scuttlers. Some Tyranids are intelligent and stealthy, using every available piece of cover to creep nearer to the enemy before the main attack is launched. Tyranids with the Scuttler's biomorph may scout as described on page 75 of the Warhammer 40,000 rulebook. Spine banks. Rows of poison spines embedded in cavities in the Tyranid's carapace are fired by muscle contraction at close range, showering the target area with envenomed projectiles, which blind and incapacitate with frightening effectiveness. A model with spine banks counts as being equipped with frag grenades in close combat and can release a spray of spines with the same effect as a spine fist in the shooting phase. in addition to any other weapons used. Spore cysts. Another feature sometimes observed in larger tyrannids are subcutaneous excretion pits for the generation of spore mines. These are apparently symbiotic organisms meshed so closely into the carapace of their host they are impossible to separate. A creature with spore cysts that is not in base contact with the enemy may produce a toxin spore mine in the shooting phase, in addition to any other shooting. Roll a dice. On the roll of a 1, the creature takes 1 wound with no saves allowed. Then place the spore mine in base contact with the creature. From this point on, the spore mine acts as described on page 28. Symbiote rippers. Tyrannid organisms of all kinds readily mass together. Gaunts rub shoulders with warriors and carnifexes while a mass of ripper swarms writhe underfoot. Symbiote rippers are represented by extra rippers glued to a creature's base. When in close combat, each ripper-infested base adds 1 to the unit's size for outnumbering purposes, after any other modifiers. Thornback. Creatures with a profusion of hooked blades growing out of their carapace are nicknamed thornbacks by Imperial Guard soldiers. These beasts smash bodily into opposing formations, using raw body mass to impale anything too slow to get out of the way. A thornbacked creature doubles the number of models it counts as for the purposes of outnumbering if it is on the winning side in a close combat. Toxic miasma. The chimney-like vents sprouting from the backs of the larger tyrannids sometimes have clusters of microscopic algal symbiotes around their rims that poison the air with soporific emissions. Any creature being attacked by or directing its attacks towards a tyrannid with a toxic miasma reduces its weapon skill by 1. Toxin sacs. This tick-like parasite feeds on the host and excretes lethal poisons into or over its weapon symbiotes. Poisons created vary widely, from agonizing paralytic neurotoxins to aggressive necrotic enzymes, all swimming with deadly tyrannic phage cells. A tyrannid with toxin sacs gains +1 strength to its profile. Tusked. Curving tusks of adamantium-laced chitin sprout from the tyrannid's head, allowing it to effect a devastating charge. Tusked tyrannids gain +2 attacks when charging instead of +1. Winged. Specialized organisms of tyrannids invents 1 or more sets of wings and a lightened exoskeleton which enables them to fly over short distances. Some creatures, particularly gargoyles, have atrophied lower limbs, which make them able to fly higher and for longer. Winged creatures are treated as jump infantry in all respects. A winged model may not have the leaping or extended carapace biomorphs. You have been listening to Oldex, Codex Tyrannids, 4th edition. Biomorph Enhancements, written by Phil Kelly and Andy Chambers, with additional text by Andy Hoare and Graham McNeil, pages 32 and 33, narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Tyrannids. Thank you to Phil Kelly, Andy Chambers, Andy Hoare, and Graham McNeil for writing the fiction I grew up with. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review where you found it, or like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, depending how you're listening. This production, like all of Oldex, is entirely unofficial and uncommercial, from an out-of-print publication, is a derivative work with all copyrights owned by Games Workshop, and is a celebration of the hobby and lore I grew up with. If you have suggestions for other old Codex fiction for me to narrate on this podcast, you can comment, contact me on Twitter @RJBailey, or email robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description.